This is Earth and Sky. Satellites orbiting Earth are using infrared sensors to detect hotspots on our planet's surface.
A hotspot might indicate a wildfire. But Rob Wright at the University of Hawaii uses this satellite data to study volcanoes in hopes of learning to predict when a powerful eruption might occur.
One of the long-term goals of doing this kind of work is the need to improve our understanding of how volcanoes have behaved in the past so that we can better predict how they might behave in the future.
Wright wants to compile satellite data about volcanic eruptions from the past 30 years.
Because then we could determine whether large eruptions are preceded by particular patterns of thermal activity. And for something to have predictive value, we need to demonstrate that we've recognized that particular pattern of precursory activity several times, and that more often than not, that particular type of activity is always followed by a larger eruption.
Wright is also developing a technique for predicting where a volcano's lava will flow. He uses a computer simulation based on the shape of the volcano and satellite data about how quickly lava is flowing. These predictions could be valuable to local hazard managers who decide if and when to evacuate people living near volcanoes.
Special thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.